The passing of an influential artist can remind you to look at their work, exciting you even decades later. NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff was in that frame of mind when David Bowie died, and it reminded him of the many ways a classroom teacher could use the movie Labyrinth.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
A world where anything seems possible. The world of Labyrinth.
David Bowie passed away in early January, leaving behind an array of pop culture touchstones like Ziggy Stardust, Let's Dance, and The Man Who Fell to Earth. As a teen in the 1980s, I was most familiar with him as Jareth, the Goblin King in Labyrinth. A musical fantasy film with puppets by Jim Henson and Frank Oz of Muppet fame, starring Jennifer Connelly and featuring David Bowie, what's not to like? Connelly plays Sarah Williams, a teen who resents babysitting her half-brother Toby and wishes the Goblin King would take him away. To her great surprise, Toby vanishes and the Goblin King appears, telling Sarah that she has just 13 hours to find her way through the labyrinth to his castle if she wants her brother back. Along her journey, she meets many fantastic creatures, including a dwarf named Hoggle, a huge hairy creature named Ludo, and Sir Didymus, a fox who rides on a sheepdog. Sarah shows intelligence, determination, and loyalty as she overcomes all the obstacles Jareth puts in her path on the way through the maze. You're probably wondering what use a teacher could possibly make of a movie like this, being so full of fantasy and fantastic creatures. Well, I have suggestions for math, life science, and physical science that I think will connect with students who enjoy fantasy films and looking back at the 1980s. A classic logic problem is built into the movie when Sarah approaches two doors guarded by two-headed creatures.
Well, the only way out of here is to try one of these doors.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to
Bum-bum-bum-bum.
Certain death.
Ooh. Which one is which?
We can't tell you.
These creatures kind of remind me of face cards in a deck of playing cards, with one head pointed up, the other down, and a shield in the middle. One door leads farther on to the labyrinth, while the other leads to certain death, as they say. One of the creatures tells Sarah that they'll answer a question, but one of the two always lies, and the other always tells the truth. The problem is she doesn't know which is which, and with only one question, she has to phrase that question very carefully. For example, if she just asks the creature on the left, "Is this the door that leads into the castle?" she can't be sure if his answer is truthful or not. If he's the liar, his answer will be wrong, but she can't be sure. Teachers could show the setup of the riddle and then stop the video to have students work individually or in pairs to try to solve it. The solution comes quickly in the film, but would likely take students much longer to sort out. Sarah asks the creature on the left, "If I asked him," pointing to the creature on the right, "if this was the door to the castle, what would he say?" After a bit of consideration, his answer is, "Yes." Sarah then says she knows that the other door is the one to the castle. If you'd like to read a mathematician's explanation, check out the page I've linked to in the online version of this column. Later on in the film, Jareth punishes Sarah, Hoggle, and Ludo by dropping them into the Bog of Eternal Stench, a place where mud loudly erupts with foul-smelling gases.
Oh my god! What is it?
The Bog of Eternal Stench!
This scene would be very popular with students who enjoy flatulence jokes, and while that may be a bit unsavory, there are ways a life science teacher could use this in teaching about decomposition and digestion. The movie scene combines two smelly things that might seem unrelated, swamps and flatulence. It turns out that one compound is primarily responsible for the unpleasant odors of both, and that is hydrogen sulfide. A swamp has an abundance of standing water and decaying plant material. Since the water doesn't flow or mix much, there's very little oxygen dissolved in it, and the kind of bacteria that thrive in that environment are anaerobic. An is a prefix meaning without, aerobic means oxygen. When anaerobic bacteria break down carbohydrates, like the plant material, they produce a lot of hydrogen sulfide gas, which smells like rotten eggs. Similar chemistry happens in our large intestine, where anaerobic bacteria contribute to the digestion of our food, and they even synthesize some of the essential vitamins and nutrients that our bodies need. So, as smelly as they may be, anaerobic bacteria do a great deal to make our planet livable and sustain us in our daily lives. Teachers who want a memorable way to set up a discussion of anaerobes could show a short clip of the Bog of Eternal Stench. Several times in the film, we see Jareth manipulating beautiful crystal spheres in his hands, passing them back and forth, or spinning four spheres that are stacked in a pyramid all on one hand.
I've brought you a gift.
What is it?
It's a crystal. Nothing more. But if you turn it this way, look into it, it'll show you your dreams.
As amazing as David Bowie is, he did not do these juggling tricks for the movie. Instead, a well-known juggler, Michael Motion, had to do the hard work while hiding behind Bowie and reaching around Bowie's body. Even more impressively, Motion had no video feed, so he did all these manipulations without any visual cues at all. Juggling is a great example of applied physics. The exchange of kinetic and potential energy as a flying ball follows a parabolic path, manipulating friction and rotation of the spheres to keep them in a constantly shifting pyramid. That's all great use of physics. If you'd like to see more of Motion's work, check out his TED Talk, which is available online. As strange as it may sound, middle and high school teachers can use scenes from Labyrinth to introduce mathematical logic, anaerobic bacteria, and the physics of juggling.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.